This is the Morning Crossfire on 92.3 Nigeria Info.
Good morning and welcome to the Morning Crossfire. I'm Sam Oracle Chinedu. In this hour, we have conversations that matter, as I always say, but this time it really does matter. The Independent National Electoral Commission, INEC, has published the preliminary register of voters for the 2023 elections. The list of voters has been displayed across polling units in the country and on the Commission's website. In a notice on Saturday, the Commission said it is displaying the register for eligible voters to confirm their details, as well as report persons ineligible to vote who have been captured in the register. According to the Commission, the list will be displayed between November 12, which was on Saturday, and November 25, which is exactly 2 weeks later. The National Commissioner and Chairman, Information and Voter Education Committee, Festus Okoye, says the entire preliminary register contains 93,522,272 registrants participating in the general elections. He added that the physical copies of the register would be displayed in all 8,809 registration area, which are wards, and 774 local government areas on a polling unit basis nationwide. Now, Okoye added that for the first time, the soft copy of the entire register will also be published on the Commission's website. Now let's come back to River State, where INEC said the exercise is to allow eligible voters confirm their names, gender, address, polling units. It started on Saturday, of course. Our correspondent visited the Ikwerre local government area to speak with some of those who came to check the displayed register.
The information given to me was that I should come. My PVC is ready for collection. And that's why I'm here. Only for me to reach here, they said we should check our names. That PVC will be coming. I saw my name. Even my son's name.
I don't see any more challenges. I think the staffs are working very hard.
Did you see your names?
I saw, and all my households, all of them, I saw them.
All right. So the question, or one of many questions, is can INEC pull off this exercise within a two-week space? Our guest is Mr. Olalekan Ige. He's a journalist and analyst. And, of course, he joins me this morning to have this conversation. Good morning, Mr. Ige.
Yeah, good morning, Chinedu, and it's quite some time.
Yes, indeed. Welcome to the program.
I thought you had departed from this country. Well, either you've joined the bad wagon or Andrew must leave.
Not exactly. I believe in the future of this country. So
okay.
You cannot work for that from the abroad.
Okay, don't worry. We'll print 2027 a presidential form for you.
Not in Nagabasi. Thank you. Thank you very much for Misaye, for joining us.
You're welcome.
All right. So, Barrister Festus Okoye, who is the INEC commissioner, says, and this is where I want to start, this is the first time the soft copy of the entire register will be published on the Commission's website. I don't know how that statement hits me. I don't know if it makes me happy or sad. Do you see this as a sign of better things to come? You know, possibly a migration to an electronic way of doing things?
Yeah, I think we must commend the INEC. To be fair to INEC, since 1999, INEC has been, you know, going back to the proverbial drawing board, and has been coming up with series of interventions to ensure that we have credible polls. So with the display of this preliminary register of voters, especially online, you know, it gives opportunity for people to just be in the comfort of their office and be able to check whether they have claims or objections as regards the display of the voters register. Is your name spelled correctly? Your age, date of birth, and all of that. Those are necessary information that will be in your PVC. And for INEC to be able to say, look, let's put all of them online You understand? So that from the comfort of your office, rather than going to your bosses in the office, or rather than trying to take, you know, excuse from your office, you can just via your phone check whether you requested for movement of your voting point to another voting point. Has it been affected? Or if you're a new registrant, has your data been captured by INEC? Is it properly captured? You know, and all of that, to me, it's a sign of good things to come. And if you join that with the biometric verification accreditation system, which we know as BVAS, then you understand that, look, INEC is really desirous for us to have credible posts in Nigeria. Kudos to INEC, really, because it's not just going to be available in an electronic form. It will also be available at the various polling units, you know, across the Federal Republic of Nigeria, so they can go there and check, because 2023 is very crucial, critical, you know, to the future of this country.
I don't want to sound like that guy, and, you know, I do believe in a Nigeria that works, but I'm not exactly excited by this news. And I say this for a couple of reasons. I'm not too old, you know, but I know that I graduated from university around, give or take, 10 plus years ago. And for me, we were registering our courses online while I was in school. There were lots of things we're already doing online, you know. So for this to be the first time that INEC is uploading a register to the website and it's making news, you know, Festus Okoye is talking about it, and this is something to look forward to. A lot of people talk about the forthcoming elections and all the changes that have been made, how people now believe in INEC's ability to conduct a better working system. But a lot of that drama, a lot of that expectation is actually around the idea that this time INEC will transmit electronically. That's one of the biggest selling points. Well, that's the difference with this election. Is this worth celebrating?
Well, in our local parlance, we say it is when you wake up that is your good morning.
Okay.
So INEC has woken up. We must give them kudos. Let's admit that, look, even though we say, look, INEC is taking certain decisions too late, then you must also understand that there are a lot of politics that are involved, especially when you talk about a lot of things in Nigeria. And for INEC, it's one of the most talked about institutions, you know, since 1919. And for obvious reasons, it's the body saddled with the conduct of election. And that means it's the body that is saddled with, you know, ensuring that Nigerians elect those they feel will adequately represent their hopes and aspirations. So for us to have something like this, until recently when INEC started uploading their results electronically, a lot of people had condemned INEC, you know, for not being able to do that. And INEC had always come up with the idea to say, look, for us to be able to do this massively across the Federal Republic of Nigeria, we need sufficient, you know, backbone in terms of data gathering and all of that. Even with the BVAS, we saw some challenges in Osun State where the BVAS couldn't just recognize some voters, because now INEC has gone a notch further by saying, look, BVAS is not just going to capture your fingerprint, it's also going to capture you facially. Mm-hmm. So if either of the two fails, it means that you might not be able to vote on election day. I think to a certain extent, to a good extent, I think we must give a kudos to INEC. Now, we can all check our polling units online. We can even determine whether I asked for movement of my voting unit to another unit, whether it has been affected and all of that. This is good news, really. And the loss of man time that a lot of people will have spent traveling to their respective states, you know, just to go and check the voters' register, you know, has reduced considerably, because I'm sure, you know, that some people work in Port Harcourt and their registration area is in their local government, and some may have to travel in 1 or 2 days, yeah, you know, to be able to access it. But from the comfort of your office, without asking for any permission from your boss, you can check everything about you online, which is good business, really, for INEC. And I think it's a sign of good things to come by the electoral umpire.
Another cause for concern for me, I need to read a part of the statement by INEC. The registrant should draw the commission's attention to any corrections in their personal particulars. Of course, this is expected.
Sure.
The part I'm concerned about is any person may make a claim against the inclusion of any person not qualified to vote. Now, those not qualified to vote include underage voters,
yeah,
non-Nigerians, or dead persons. I see a challenge with this, because any person may make that claim. So let's imagine, Mr. Ike, that we are neighbors and we have a quarrel. Say we're dragging land or even dragging woman.
Yes.
And I go to check my name and say, let me even see Ike's self. I tell them, please, this is an underage voter. Or better yet, this person, I know him very well. He died last week.
Yes.
Do you see the problems that might arise? Because anybody can claim that another person is ineligible to vote.
If you read further, INEC says that you must attach particulars to your claims. So it's not just saying that Olaliko Ige is from the Republic of Niger. Olaliko's forefather.
But I know him personally.
No, he's not sure. The onus is on you to prove beyond every shred of doubt. So if you say Olaliko is from Somalia, for example, you need to get the data page of my passport. You need to be able to provide credible evidence, you know, that would convince INEC to say truly Olaliko is from the Republic of Somalia.
If you were actually from Somalia, getting the data page of your passport will not be easy
for me.
Then
it means you are not ready to tell INEC that I'm not a Nigerian, because the onus is on you. It's not just for you to allege or accuse. Even in the court of law, it says you must prove your case beyond every shred of doubt. Once you establish one or two doubts in a claim, you already throw your case into tatters. So if you say Olaliko died last week, the obvious question is, okay, he died last week. Okay, were you able to snap the burial poster? Do you know any of the family members? Did you get the death certificate? Is there anything that can lead us to let us know? Okay, provide us, you know, the address of his house. Where does he stay? You understand? So it's not sufficient for you to just rush to INEC and say, look, I strongly suspect that, look, Olaliko migrated from Eritrea and is now staying in Nigeria and is a registered voter. Please provide evidence. Because one, how do you provide, I'm a non-Nigerian? You could say, look, Nigerians and some other countries bear similar names. We could start from the names. Okay, maybe we could bear similar names, especially for us that are from the Southwest. We share names with the Republic of Benin, some parts of Togo. You know, you understand a lot of things. But then the onus is on you, who is making the allegation before INEC, to prove beyond every shred of doubt. You don't just walk up to INEC and say Olaliko is no longer in Nigeria. No, it's not going to happen.
If there are specific particulars required, for example, I can't remember if it was the 2015 or the 2019 elections, but one of the past elections, there were some viral photos of what would appear to be underage voters. You know, they said they were collecting PVCs in a northern state in Nigeria. Those pictures made the rounds all over the internet, and as you would expect, there were reactions. Now, people call them underage voters because from the picture, they didn't look like they were up to 18.
Yes.
In that situation, I may not be able to provide the birth certificate.
No, Chinedu, just having pictures is not an evidence in court. You need to be able to substantiate that evidence. Because these days of technology, we can manipulate a lot of things. You know, pictures, like what they say, you know, you can say a picture tells a thousand words.
Indeed.
But with the days of technology, we have seen a lot of manipulation with pictures. So when you take that picture to court, remember, for it to be admitted as an evidence, you know, the technology is changing in such a manner that things can be manipulated. We've seen pictures of events happening in other countries and people situate it to be in Nigeria. We've seen several pictures, several videos, only for people to come out later to say, look, this didn't happen in Nigeria. Meanwhile, a lot of people had gone away with the impression. I'm not saying there are no underage voters anywhere in Nigeria. I'm saying that those are just by mere words. When you subject it to scrutiny, when you subject it to forensic, will it pass these tests? You understand? So just seeing picture is not sufficient. So even if you take my picture to INEC, Chinedu, and say, look at Olaliko, look at his features. He has the features of Sudanese. Look at his face. he has the features of a Sudanese. Oh, then they ask you, how do you know he's a Sudanese? The fact that he has features of a Sudanese does not necessarily make him a Sudanese. Okay. So it's left for you, Chinedu, to attach particulars to your objection to any name, you know, you find on the INEC register.
Interesting. You have to prove beyond reasonable doubt to INEC that the name on the register is a person who is not qualified to vote. We'd like to hear from you. There are many more questions for my guest as well. Do you trust INEC's ability to reconcile over 90 million registrants in 2 weeks? Also, for you personally, have you looked up your data on the voter register? Call me and tell me, 070-0923-0923. 070-0923-0923. WhatsApp is 080-903-06416. It is important that you turn off your radio as you call me. Remember, we are live on Facebook and Twitter at Nigeria Info PH. So please turn off your radio as you call. Trusting INEC is relative, Prosper says on our Facebook. He says, please, what is the portal link? We'll be sharing that shortly. I believe the link has been given. But trying to access that link, I saw that you need to sign up. You have to create an account.
Of course, so that INEC can also know who is coming in into, you can also know who is coming into your database. You understand, these days of hackers, you know, there are a lot of firewalls, you know, that they will build around the database to ensure that some may even ask you to identify yourself that you are not a robot, you know, that you're a human being, you understand? Those are necessary things you have to face if you must guard a national treasure. The voters register is a national treasure. Apart from Nigeria's currency, I'm sure that's the next most important thing when you talk of relevance in today's Nigeria.
That's interesting to know. We'll be taking our break shortly, but I'd like to hear from you. 070-0923-0923. 070-0923-0923. Please turn off your radio as you call me. Hello, good morning.
Yeah, good morning, Sam Oracle.
Good morning.
Yeah, Honorable Dad from Inkoro.
Go ahead.
I checked my own yesterday. The name I give to them is Ida Christian. And the name I saw then is Ida Jeprie Christian, which the Jeprie is the compound name. It's not my name. So I don't know how I'm going to do about that. Thank you very much. God bless you.
Hold on, Ida. So how did they get the name? You must have given it to them somehow. Oh, my. Ida, I wish you stayed longer.
I think it's to tell him that this is the opportunity for claims and objections.
Yes, indeed.
So it's left for him to go to the... Because INEC officials are meant to be present at the local government level and at the ward level. So you can as well go to the ward level and make this objection and say, look, my name is ABC. I'm surprised I'm seeing DEF added to my name. This is the opportunity for claims and objections so that they can rectify it.
Well, you have 2 weeks to pull that off. And part of the questions we're asking is if INEC can actually do this in 2 weeks. After the break, we'll talk some more. Stay with us.
We take off with the biggest conversations with an exchange of opinions and ideas on the Morning Crossfire. Settle you into your day when we say hello, Port Hackett.
Take you on a ride to the sunny side of life.
Hover a bit while picking at the details on hard facts. Take a detour through the exciting world of sports.
And get back on track with Let's Talk.
Land you safely as we chit-chat into the morning on Chat Station. And then do it all over again on your number one talk, news, and sports radio station, 92.3 Nigeria Info.
This is the Morning Crossfire on 92.3 Nigeria Info.
Welcome back to your number one station for Talk 92.3 Nigeria Info. I'm Sam Oracle Chinedu. We're talking about the INEC voter register. Of course, the commission started over the weekend. It said the exercise is to allow eligible voters confirm that their names, gender, address and polling units are correctly represented in the register. Started on Saturday, will last for 2 weeks. Our correspondent visited some wards in the Ikwerre local government area to speak with some of those who came to check. And this is what they said.
The information given to me was that I should come. My PVC is ready for collection. And that's why I'm here. Only for me to reach here, they said we should check our names. That PVC will be coming. I saw my name. Even my son's name.
I don't see any more challenges. I think the staffs are working very hard.
Did you see your names?
I saw and all my households, all of them, I saw them.
All right, so our questions are around INEC's capacity to pull off this process in a two-week space. My guest still is Mr. Olalekan Ige. He's a journalist and analyst. You're welcome once again, Mr. Ige.
Yeah, thank you, Chinedu.
All right, before the break, I was asking, have you looked up your data on the database? Call me and tell me, 070-0923-0923. It is important that you turn off your radio as you call. Meryl is calling from Okrika. Good morning, Meryl.
Good morning.
Good morning. Please go ahead.
Thank you, sir. Please, I want to find out. There was a time an INEC official spoke on radio and he says, if you are an already registered voter, and you can go to their website, There was a post that he called. He said www.voterinec.org/something thereabout. Please, I will need the analyst to please remind us. And I want to find out, if you go to that website and if there are any issues, can you correct it there? Or do you have to go to their offices and join to add to all those their troubles? Please, is there any way they can help us so that if there are any issues, we rectify it there online?
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Now, the analyst is an analyst. He's not with INEC. Of course, I don't know what website was given at the time. But the website to check at this time is cvr.inecnigeria.org. That's cvr.inecnigeria.org. She makes an interesting point. When you notice an error on the site, how exactly do
I think
you...
she said when you notice... Excuse me, please. When you notice any error in your data, you know, on your voter's card, you understand? Mm. She's asking, can you make the correction online? I don't speak for INEC, but I know that you can't make any correction online.
You're not supposed to.
It's like when you have issues with your BVN or your name in the bank. You don't do that online.
Yeah.
You have to go to
the
bank.
Be able to.
You understand? Because of security and all of that. So if you notice any discrepancies in your data as regards your PVC, it's only natural that you go to
INEC
office to be able to update. I'm sure they will probably give you a form. That's why they've made this space available for claims and objections, so that you submit whatever claims or objections you have and you'll be able to treat it, because there's a window for it, you know. I think it's till 25th
of November
for you to be able to do all of this.
All right, I'll be taking messages on WhatsApp, Facebook, Twitter, but let me take this call from Michael calling from Transamari. Good morning, Michael.
Yeah, Mr. Oracle.
Good morning. Please go ahead.
Yeah, I want to find out. I do my registration at Okoro Town Hall, Abuloma.
Okay.
And I heard that the PVC is ready for collection, and I was there on Saturday. And they said I should just check, then the collection will be at INEC office. So as I heard the INEC person talking, I said, let me hear from the office now.
Okay, thank you very much, Mike. I need to make this clear. Ms. Ayige is not with INEC. He's a journalist, and he's a journalist and an analyst. Of course, he's our guest to basically talk about the capacity of INEC to pull this off. I think for these kinds of information, pieces of information rather, you kind of have to go to INEC to get the information for yourself. But within the 2-week space, which is November 12 and November 25, you are able, thanks to the publishing of the register, to check your data. Is there any correction? Somebody called earlier to say a name was placed before the other name.
Yeah.
You know, some things you may have corrected. Check to see if everything is in order. If it is not, you register that with INEC for them to make the correction. Anything concerning collection of PVC, you're not sure this or that, it's best to reach out to INEC directly.
I think, yeah, every local government in River State has an INEC office. Abuloma is under Port Harcourt local government area, and I'm sure they can locate the nearest INEC office. I think the INEC office for Port Harcourt local government area is somewhere on Aba Road, close to CFC. Or to make it better, go to the state headquarters of INEC, which is along Aba Road, around the Total Village area, close to Waterline. You can as well go to the INEC head office and make all inquiries that you want.
Well, this is good news. It's music to the ears of some Nigerians, including and especially Mr. Carl Orakwe, who is a satisfied Nigerian. He's asking to hail INEC. He looked up the register online. He saw what exactly he was looking for. It's nice that he did not have to go to anywhere physically to see it. And, I mean, we know how it is. You go to immigration, you go to the bank, the queues are impossible sometimes. Yeah. The impatience, you know, you just can't. Even the most patient person will be frustrated at the Nigerian way of doing things.
No, I think, Chinedu, if you take a cue from JAMB, if you look at the kind of revolution Professor Ishaq Oloyede has brought to JAMB, then you understand why a lot of Nigerians have trust in JAMB. So these days, You can check your JAMB result via SMS. Just send SMS to JAMB via the number you use in registering for your university tertiary education examination.
Yeah.
And pronto, within 1 minute or less than 1 minute, you get your JAMB result. That's where it's meant to be. You know, technology is advancing, and we must advance with the technology. We must commend INEC, really. And say that, look, since 1999, INEC has tried at every election, you know, circle to ensure that they can earn the trust of Nigerians. They are not there yet, but we must also commend them that, look, they are making appreciable progress to the satisfaction of Nigerians. So imagine somebody who is registered in his village in Ekiti State, you understand, to go and check up his name or whether he has objections or not, and he works in Port Harcourt. So he needs to travel all the way to Ekiti State, you know, to go and check. But these days, in the comfort of your office.
Some convenience.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
We have Sunday calling from Thai. Good morning, Sunday. All right, we lost that call. Walter from Rukboku. We lost that as well. Let's go over to WhatsApp. Apart from the visibly underage registrations, there are terribly blurred pictures in the register, and no one wonders how an unrecognizable picture will suffice for verification on election day. And after objections, how do we prove the objections have been attended to, especially for double and underage registration? Chinazo is asking on WhatsApp. That's an interesting question. Good morning, Chinedu and Mr. Ige. While we applaud INEC for reaching their own morning, there will be need for them to be more thorough in registrations, putting the responsibility of proof beyond reasonable doubt on the public, even to the point of providing personal documents such as birth certificate, passports, etc. It doesn't show a system that is impregnable. There needs to be a level of proof that is sufficient enough to have INEC swing to action. Will INEC provide protection in the event that the person he reported is actually a notorious neighbor? Okay. I don't know how Sam will produce birth certificate for an underage neighbor. Is he supposed to steal it? Well, these were the concerns I raised. But
Sam, but you know,
Mr. Ige's faith can move mountains.
No, it's not sufficient for you to make an allegation or make an accusation. It's not sufficient. That is not a proof. The burden of proof is on you. You want to be a patriotic Nigerian. You understand? And say, look, Mr. Olalekan Ige is not a Nigerian. You need to give some things that will lend credence to your allegation. You understand? Is it that you've seen my family from Republic of Niger?
Come to visit.
Come to visit me, you know. You need to provide something that gives them a clue as to suggest that truly Olalekan Ige is actually from Pakistan or wherever you think.
Yeah, like how your nationality is changing every time. You want to decide, I've heard Sudan, because Pakistan, Eritrea. What's your plan?
you know I'm mentioning all these countries? Because like Nigerians, these are highly migrating people. Okay. They migrate a lot, you understand? Mm-hmm. You know, if you check the corridor of Nigeria to Chad, to Republic of Niger, you know, up to Mali, up to the Maghreb region, and of course, heading to Europe, that's a normal route for a lot of Nigerians who've traveled to Europe. So you can understand why we have a lot of... And if you check recent accusations, especially among the Northerners, you know, Nigerians,
Sudanese,
Chadians. Remember, they speak Hausa language.
Yeah.
I'm sure you know along that corridor, you can easily travel along that corridor from Nigeria to Chad to Niger to Mali. They speak Hausa. And for the rest of the Maghreb region, they speak Arabic. So if you are fluent in Hausa language, then there's a tendency that you may probably be able to understand some words in Arabic. So for you to prove all of this, you need to come with some evidence. It's not sufficient for me to allege that, look, Chinedu's father is from Togo.
All right, let's take this call. Walter from Rukwaku is back on the phone. Good morning, Walter. Good morning, Walter.
Yeah, sir, I'm Oracle.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Wow, this discussion is taking time. You allow us to contribute.
Walter, please go straight to the point and turn off your radio.
Yeah, the point I want to make is, Oracle is an analyst and a journalist. Don't you think that it would be better we call the INEC boss to explain all these things he's talking? I think the INEC boss will be in a better position, not him. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Walter. Odungru from OGRE. Please turn off your radio.
Yes, Odungru. How are you?
I'm wonderful. Please go ahead.
All right. Just as Walter has spoken, I think
I checked this morning, I saw my details. In seeing my details, I saw the details of my late elder brother. So there's no way I can correct it. Because information to be there.
Your late elder brother? Hello?
Hello, can you hear me?
Did you say your late elder brother?
Yes, my late elder brother's name was there.
And okay.
No way I can. I tried to cause the removal, but information that is needed, you bring evidence and all the rest.
Yeah, but if anybody should have evidence of your brother's death, I think you should be one of such persons.
The evidence should be by way of death certificate and all the rest.
Yeah, you should have access to that.
I have the program for burial. So I don't know whether that was suicide. But it's something you need to upload on that system.
All right, thank you very much. I think this is the greatest cause for concern, Mr. Ige, because there are no specifics. You know, when it comes to how far you can go to prove that a person is ineligible to vote. Yeah.
Well, I think...
Especially for people that have died.
Like the last two callers have said, I'm sure INEC officials will also be... will probably come around one of these days, you know, and be
they
able
will.
To expatiate, you know, in a lot of things.
Yeah.
But it's only logical, too, that for the last caller, is a decent Nigerian. Is acknowledged that, look, his elder brother is deceased and there's every need to remove his name from the voters' register. I'm sure he will have access to some document, you know, that will confirm, you know, his translation to the other side. Then the most important thing is also to go to INEC office. I did talk about, he said it's from Ogbuna Balio, so that means Port Harcourt local government area. Port Harcourt local government area has INEC office at CFC. Which he can go to, or the state headquarters at Abaro. I'm sure those places will be able to give him adequate information as regards what he wants.
Mm. Olaoluwa of Ogun West, that's his handle on Twitter, says, good morning. I've checked mine and my info is correct. My concern is, can INEC be entirely trusted? We still have evidences of underage voters from the north being on the register. How credible can this election be? Well, my dear, the idea behind these 2 weeks is to correct those problems.
Make objections.
Yes, and
you know, maybe I also share the concerns of a lot of people who are saying, look, how will INEC eliminate, you know, underage voters? It's very difficult, really, you know, for INEC to be able to do that, except at the point of the initial registration by talking to those who did the initial registration before uploading the database of these people. And, you know, that's one of the problems we've had in Nigeria. I don't think as of today we have a comprehensive national birth registration database. If we have that, then INEC will be able to rely on such, you know, backbone to be able to check whether truly Olaleko Ige is claiming to be 16. Was my birth registered in Nigeria? If it was, so you issue a query. You know, if you have a database, you issue a query. Was Olaleko Ige born in 1972? Was he born on the 3rd of May? The query brings back a result to you and say there's no such registration. But, you know, we are still in a country where we are still struggling, you know, to have a lot of things, you know, on our database. And I think we can only get better, really. Because even as of today, there are still a lot of people that are born in Nigeria who are not registered, who are not captured by the National Population Commission. So it gives a lot of room, you know, for manipulations and all of that.
All right. So we have reached out to INEC officials. We're supposed to have some of them, but they are indisposed this week. I mean, this is a busy week.
Truly.
For INEC officials. Mr. Okoye was supposed to be with us and some others at the River State level, but we'll do our best. Of course, this week we should be able to get an official to help clear some of those things that need clarification. Well, going back to Facebook, Joel Esiedesa says, the truth is that many of us have lost confidence in INEC. I remember what many of us passed through when we were told to go online and do our registration. Daniel says, I registered, I was given the registration slip, but cannot find my name on the register. What do I do? Go to the office. Emmanuel says he's watching live from Abuja. I did PVC transfer online, but it didn't work as I didn't receive any emails to that effect. Yes, indeed, we all have to visit the INEC office. Back to WhatsApp. I would like the guest to explain the claims and raise objections on the sites. Also, I saw some underage registered voter on the INEC site. I need to understand what that means. I saw some underage registered voters on the site.
But if it's part of his, like we said, this is a 2-week window is for claims and objections. If he's noticed all of this, all he needs to do is to make an objection, you understand, to those names and challenge them and say, look, INEC, these do not look like people that are over the threshold of 18, and I want to object, you know, to all these things. You may think it will not work. It could actually work in some cases.
All right. Well, there is a picture that Olaoluwa has attached here of a person who was born in 1992, who was obviously above 18 by that date of birth. But the photo looks nothing like a person at the age. As you can see on my screen, Mr. Ige.
Yeah, Amos Joshua.
Yeah, so this person's date of birth is 92, gender male, but this picture does not look. So it says, raise objection, make a claim. Well, that's your opportunity to do that.
Yeah.
All right. So, Mr. Ige, we in Nigeria, we serve a God of the 11th hour miracle. We like to do things at the tail end. BVN, NIN, SIM registration. We've seen Nigerians only move at the deadline. This behavior by Nigerians, which I'm hoping that we have changed, how exactly could it affect this 2-week process?
People waiting for the last days.
Yes,
and
indeed.
Hoping that INEC will create
an extension.
I think it's part of our national culture. It's part of our national culture. So they expect it to change so soon. Mm-hmm. I'm sure some people, even from the comfort of their home, will still want to wait till the last days to say, okay, let me even check what INEC has been making noise about all these things. Some will tell you, yeah, INEC has told us that this thing went on the 25th.
Oh, my.
You know, they say it casually, you know. Mm. Without any sense of responsibility towards it, you understand? Just say, no, this one that INEC is shouting, let me even check whether my name is there or not. Then you check on the 25th, the very last day.
Mm.
They now start calling the radio stations and say, look, I checked. It was never there. It was never there. Can INEC extend and all of that?
Oh, my goodness.
So we can continue to appeal to everybody, you know, Chinedu, to say, look, let's just take the paint. You understand?
Mm.
To effect change won't come easy. You don't get laid back and you expect things to fundamentally change. You understand? We're all talking about 2023 general election. A lot of us are saying, look, it could be the turning point, you know, in our march towards greatness. For the first time, we're having 3 very strong presidential candidates. For the first time since 1999, we're having 3 strong presidential candidates going into 2023 election. So it marks a threshold for us and for all of us to be part of this process. Let's just, you know, suffer this inconvenience. If you think going to INEC office will inconvenience you, but then also look at the future, to look at the big picture. If you are not thinking of yourself, think of your offsprings, your generations, you know, that will come. So it's a golden opportunity for us. Let's just appeal to them, you know, take these pains, just sit out and ensure that you get your PVC, because that is the only power you have in 2023. And for those who are saying, no, we don't trust INEC, Beavers at least has shown us in Osun State that, look, to a large extent, this is going to come through.
It can be done. We'll take a call from Amadi calling from Okpajo, and shortly after, we'll take a break. Good morning, Amadi.
Morning.
Morning.
My name is Token Amadi.
Go ahead.
Yeah, okay, so my question is, does everyone have access to online portal? And if so, when I mean everyone, I'm talking about those that are registered. So, an individual notices a discrepancy with a particular registry or register, a particular individual, just like you, I'm born in 1982. But the photo, it's not looking, it's looking young or something like that. Does a third party have the right to raise an objection? And I guess this also goes to data protection. You know, does INEC have, is the data of every Nigerian, is it displayed for all lands? I want to believe that if you're registered, you have your user name and password to get access to the online portal.
Yeah.
Now, if that is the case, how is it another person is it to see someone else's information?
Yeah, that's an interesting question. Thank you very much for asking. Well, I know that you can make an objection on this site. First of all, for clarity, the site is cvr.inecnigeria.org. What INEC has told us as regards data protection, for security reasons and, of course, data protection, critical information such as biometric details, residential address, telephone numbers and email addresses of voters will not be made public, both on the physical and soft copies. So you will not have access to that. However, name, picture, date of birth, voter identification number of each registered voter, that can be made public.
That's only normal.
And from this, you can, you know, tell that there's foul play. The example I gave earlier, we saw date of birth, but we saw that picture did not look
like 30-year-old. Somebody born in 1992 should be 30 years.
30, yeah. So, you know, what we saw is a person who really looks like he's below
40
18.
Years. Should be 40 years. That should be 40 years in 1992.
92, no. Yeah. 30.
30, okay.
Yeah. So, you know, from picture, you can make an objection. But for those particular personal details, of course, you won't have access to that.
Yeah, that's stated by INEC.
So that's what they've said as regards data protection. But again, we will have an INEC official come to answer many questions you have. I mean, naturally have questions. I'm sure Mr. Hige, even though he's an analyst, has some questions as well.
Truly.
That would need some clarifying. All right, Mr. Hige, straight to the question that is left unanswered. Do you trust INEC's ability to reconcile over 90 million registrants in 2 weeks?
It's tasking, really. Remember, this is all the way from 2011 till date.
Yeah.
It's tasking. So it's obvious, and we can say that, look, not all the 90 million will have challenges. You understand? So let's say for a give and take thing, we have about 30%, you know, of 90 million having these challenges. I'm sure it's for people to turn out first. Mm. It's not just about people saying they have challenges and not going to INEC office or not going to even find out what truly is the problem. I think it's for them to start first. Let them appraise the situation. And if they think there are still a lot of outstanding issues to determine, then INEC can think of an extension or something like that. But the first thing first is to start. Because like we said earlier, even when you give Nigerians 1 year, some will wait until the very dying minute of that 1 year. You know, even if you give them 20 years in advance, even as we are talking today, there are Nigerians that are not even bothered about doing their national identity number. So you understand some of our peculiarities.
All right. Well, you've heard from Mr. Ige. It's important that you go and check. We're hoping that things are well with you, but the God of second chance might not work his miracle this time. So please use the opportunity you have to look up your data on the database. Thank you very much, Mr. Ige, for your time.
Yeah, thank you, Chinedu.
Truly appreciate it. It's always a pleasure speaking with you. Well, this is where the Morning Crossfire comes to its expected end. Thanks for being a part of the show. Connect with us at Nigeria Info PH on all platforms, with me at Sparkling Oracle on all platforms as well.